This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Leanne Hansen. This weekend, state lawmakers from around the country are in Washington, D.C. for a meeting of the National Conference of State Legislatures. We decided to check in on how two states are dealing with some big issues, budget deficits in a struggling economy, and what the new health care law means for the states. First, to talk about budget issues in Kansas, I'm joined in the studio by State Representative Sharon Schwartz. She's a Republican. Welcome to the program.
Thank you. It's a pleasure to be here with you.
How would you assess the budget situation in Kansas right now?
We are in, I would say, dire straits for the state of Kansas. And I don't believe that legislators or the public, either one, have really come to realization of the situation that we're in. This will be the fourth year in a row that we've seen our revenues decline. And that hasn't happened as long as I can remember.
What is Kansas in the state legislature doing about that?
Well, at this point in time, we're sort of at loggerheads. And ordinarily, at this time of the year, we've already passed the preliminary budget, and we have not passed a budget. On the House side, we have looked at many of our exemptions, and we have exemptions on tax on utilities. And the bill wasn't able to come out of committee simply because at a time when most people's utility bills continue to go up, there is little support from the general public to hike taxes there. And it's on the same side, well, we have public schools, K through 12, who are very resistant in making any more cuts to the schools. There have been cuts for funding to our local school systems. There's been cuts to higher education. In public safety, we've closed some correctional facilities. There's been cuts to social services.
It sounds to a certain extent you're between a rock and a hard place. There's not a lot of support for tax hikes, and then you get resistance when you propose cuts, but there are holes that need to be plugged.
At this point in time, the fact is that if it comes back to making some hard decisions, are we going to continue to be able to provide services for people that need meals delivered to their home and assistance in their homes, or do we want to continue to make cuts to our schools so that they are strapped? I think that when we come down to that balance, we're going to have to make some tough decisions. I don't think it's going to be easy for us to go back.
Kansas State Representative Sharon Schwartz, thanks so much for coming in.
You're very, very welcome.
Another issue looming for states is how they will be implementing the new health care law. The states have to put some provisions in place this year. Others don't come into effect until 2014. And the cost estimates for the states range from millions in savings to billions in extra costs. Speaker of the New Hampshire House of Representatives, Terry Norelli, is a Democrat, and she joins me in our studio. Welcome to the program.
Thanks for having me.
What is the New Hampshire legislature doing to get ready for the changes that are coming in the health care law?
Well, you know, this is all brand new, obviously, to everyone. And so we're still gathering information and trying to figure out the kinds of things that we need to do. Mm-hmm. And we have a lot of responsibilities, I think, at state level in terms of health care.
Yeah. Do you think it's going to cost the state money or save the state money?
Over the long term, our Department of Health and Human Services has actually estimated a range. The worst case scenario, they figure, is about $8 million cost to the state. And the best case scenario is probably about $9 million in savings. And that's probably only about 1% of our Medicaid budget.
Wow. Well, the new health care law requires states to change the eligibility for Medicaid to 133% of the poverty level. In some states, that's going to mean a lot more people will be enrolled in the program. You know, how will your state pay for the medical care for all these additional people?
Oh, well, we're struggling with Medicaid costs, just as every other state, I think, is struggling with that, particularly in these very difficult economic times. But when we look at the question of the services that we provide now and the cost to the state for those services versus the services that we will be required to provide under federal health care reform and the additional cost for the ones that we are not currently providing and the additional assistance from the federal government for those services that we are providing, it comes out pretty much cost neutral in the long term.
The House of Representatives in New Hampshire has about 400 members. It's the largest state legislature in the country. And that means you have like one lawmaker for every 3,300 people. Given those numbers, it appears that the New Hampshire legislators have a closer relationship with their constituents than they do in many other states. What are the legislators hearing from people about the new health care law at this point?
Well, I think we are hearing a lot of good things and a lot of concern. In some regards, some of the very things that we've been looking at in New Hampshire in terms of trying to improve access and cost of healthcare services are beginning to be addressed in the national healthcare reform.
Do the Republicans agree with you in the legislature?
Oh, I'm sure that some do and some don't. I'm sure also that there are some Democrats that agree and some don't. We run the span from those who are upset that we don't have a single payer plan to those that think that the government doesn't have any business providing even one penny towards health care. So New Hampshire has that full range of perspectives, as I'm sure many other states do.
The reconciliation process must be a bear.
Well, with 400 members in New Hampshire, we have our own procedural challenges.
Terry Norelli is the Speaker of the New Hampshire House of Representatives. Thanks so much for coming in.
Thank you.